Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Welcome back, my little creepies. Tonight, we're doing a special Halloween program because Halloween is coming up in just a few days. So tonight's episode is Halloween Nightmares for Trick-or-Treaters. You know, when I was a kid, we would go out on Halloween night and we would trick-or-treat without our parents. Well, I was only 8 years old, and I would go out with a couple of friends. We would stay out until 10 p.m. and never had any problems. Well, it seems that those days are gone forever. Maybe the internet is to blame. You know, the internet allows us to connect to some of the greatest minds in the world. Like my mind, for example. I consider the internet as a tool to expand your influence and power. It can be used for good things, but it could also be used for evil things. Unfortunately, there are a lot of evil people out there who can use the internet to spread their evil ideas to other evil people. You know, monkey see, monkey do. There are extremely brilliant good people online. But on the other side of the fence, there are people who represent the worst in humankind. Most of us fall somewhere in the middle of the pack. But when it comes to the internet, we all seem to gravitate to the extremes. So just about everybody has seen videos and images that are shocking. Call it entertainment, or call it a challenge. People have a tendency to copy good and bad ideas. Do you remember that crazy phase where stupid people looking for attention would go into stores and they would take the lids off of ice cream packs and they would lick the ice cream and then they would replace the lid? Well, I was glad to see that finally die out. You know, for a long time, I completely stopped buying ice cream. Halloween is a special day when all the crazy people come out to play. What was Halloween night in 1974 when a crazy person named Ronald O'Brien, well, he came up with the idea of putting cyanide into pixie sticks. He even gave some to his own son, who died. And then he later confessed that he was trying to kill Halloween. 10 years earlier, a New York woman was arrested for giving out ant poison and dog biscuits to kids on Halloween night. She claimed that she was trying to teach older kids a lesson about going trick-or-treating. Now, these are isolated incidences, but probably because the internet wasn't around, they were not copied. But nowadays, if someone does something bad, it usually gets copied several hundred times. So, when did this trick-or-treat idea first start? History experts can trace the act of trick-or-treat all the way back to the Roman Catholics in the 1700s. But in the United States, trick-or-treat became popular in the 1920s, so the tradition is now about 100 years old. Now, Halloween, in other words, October 31st, is celebrated in many different countries under different names. The Western Christians consider the Halloween feast as All Hallows' Day. The term trick-or-treat was established firmly in the American popular culture by 1951, when trick-or-treating was depicted in a Peanuts comic strip. In 1952, Disney produced a cartoon called Trick-or-Treat, featuring Donald Duck and his nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Why, that was 70 years ago. You know, kids have the right idea about Halloween. It's all about collecting candy and dressing up and having fun. But leave it up to the adults to screw everything up. Halloween is the perfect holiday for kids. They get to go door to door in their neighborhood to people they don't even know and demand candy. Well, this is an activity that is forbidden for the rest of the year. So it's like the rules for kids are suspended for one night. Oh, I know, adults check the kids' bag for bad things, but don't kid yourself. We all know the real reason to check your kids' candy bag. It's to extract all the good candy for yourself and leave the kids with all the crappy stuff. You have to be pure evil to want to do harm to kids that you don't even know, just to satisfy your own sick form of entertainment or your thirst for power. I think that people who do this are complete cowards. They want to poison kids and get away with it. Since the kids probably have no idea where each piece of candy came from, these sickos could easily do harm without ever getting caught. If there were real, true justice in the world, these people would be sent to prison, and then they would be told that someday, without warning, they would be poisoned during dinner. And then they could spend years in fear of eating. Halloween horror. You know, it's not always about the candy. Why, it was Halloween night in Georgia. The year was just last year, 2021. Haley Ann Parker simply disappeared. She has still not been found. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie, a black shirt with black jeans, and she was 12 years old, and the case is unresolved. Maybe she ran away, or maybe something else happened to her. It's still a mystery. On October 30, the night before Halloween of the same year, 2021, a 13-year-old boy was hit by a car while trick-or-treating in Utah. The kids were celebrating a day early because Halloween fell on a Sunday and there was school the next day. His name was Carl Finch, and he was with a group of trick-or-treaters when they all crossed the street at a designated crosswalk. But a car drove through and hit two of the boys. Carl was expected to live, but eventually died on November 1st because of a brain clot. Are you aware that Halloween is the deadliest night of the year for kids under the age of 18? According to the Washington Post, 54 kids died on Halloween between the years 2004 and 2018. Also, a similar study released by JAMA Pediatrics found that children the ages 4 to 8 were about 10 times more likely to be killed in the evening on Halloween than they were during other autumn evenings. The study also found that 6 p.m. was the peak time for trick-or-treater deaths from car crashes. The likely reason for this is the combination of rush hour traffic, and that's when it starts to get dark outside in many parts of the country. Some cities have decided to ban cars on residential streets past sundown on Halloween night. A Halloween stunt gone wrong. A teacher in Delaware thought he figured out a great way to get the students into the Halloween spirit. He brought a real chainsaw to school, and he pulled the cord and started up the chainsaw, and then he busted into the room of 15-year-old students while wearing a ski mask. He was revving up the chainsaw to the max throttle. The stampede of students was so bad that one person broke his leg while jumping over a desk to get out of the room. Several parents launched a lawsuit against the school board, the high school, and the teacher. Apparently, the family of the kid with the broken leg settled out of court for $100,000. Well, trick or treat. A bad Halloween display gets the owner sued. A woman in Florida ended up successfully suing her neighbor for harassment and emotional distress after the man next door set up a Halloween display that made her the butt of the joke. The offending neighbor put up a sign in his lawn for an insane asylum that pointed to the woman's yard next door, and he erected a plastic tombstone, and it read, "At 48, she had no mate, no date, and it's no debate, because she looks like she's 88. However, the woman had the last laugh when she sued her neighbor and got him to promise in court that he would never erect any more Halloween displays while living next door to her. A pumpkin turns into a bomb. Virginia Beach. A 42-year-old man decided to show a little girl what the inside of a scooped-out pumpkin looks like. And so he inserted a gas grill lighter and tried to light the inside so they could see. Well, to his horror, the gases from the lighter rapidly built up inside the uncarved pumpkin, and it caused it to explode in a flash fire. The man and the child both ended up suffering first and second degree burns. Anytime you allow propane to build up in an air-restricted area, and then you add fire, you're going to get an explosion. Pumpkins and propane are not a very good combination. Panic on the eve of Halloween in 1938. On Halloween Eve in 1938, Americans tuned in to CBS radio and got a shocking news report. Martians have invaded New Jersey. Most people listening to this report didn't realize that this was actually a radio play by Orson Welles titled War of the Worlds. According to NPR, about 12 million people were listening to the broadcast that night. It was October the 30th, the night before Halloween. Hundreds of thousands of people were in panic, many of them calling the police. Several thousand of them jumped into their cars in an attempt to flee the area, causing a massive traffic jam on the freeway going out of New Jersey. And as a side note, most people didn't own a television set in 1938, so many of them would sit around the radio for entertainment. Back then, stories were broadcasted as a form of entertainment, and people were turning into the Orson Welles story and missed the introduction. So these people thought they were listening to the news. Orson Welles apologized at a hastily called news conference the next morning and no punitive action was taken. The broadcast and subsequent publicity brought the 23-year-old Wells to the attention of the general public and gave him the reputation of an innovative storyteller and trickster. The Toolbox Killers. Lawrence Bittaker and Roy Norse were known as the Toolbox Killers. These two were serial killers and rapists. They committed kidnappings and torture and murder to five teenage girls in Southern California over a five-month period of time in 1979. They were famous for picking up female hitchhikers and then torturing them with tools typically found in a toolbox. According to the New York Daily News, they often took pictures of their victims during the slayings. Their last victim died on Halloween night. Shirley Ledford was hitchhiking home from a Halloween party when the two men picked her up in a van. Of course, at the time, she had no idea that these two were the Toolbox Killers. And after torturing and killing Shirley, they dropped her body off on a stranger's lawn. And then the two serial killers were captured after their friends turned them in to the authorities. Bittaker was sentenced to death but died in 2019 from natural causes. Norris, who cooperated in the investigation, was given 45 years to life. I hope you've enjoyed this special Halloween episode, and I hope you have a happy and safe Halloween, my little creepies. My wish for you is to come home with lots of candy and fun memories. But just beware, there are a lot of crazy people out there, so make sure that you only go trick-or-treating with a group and you take your cell phone. Be extra careful between houses. Why, when I was a kid, I remember tripping on a hose going from house to house. Why, I didn't stay on the sidewalks. I would simply run from one front door to the next. And of course, I tripped and fell and lost all of my candy. Don't run. Walk. Stay on the sidewalks and take a flashlight with you and turn the flashlight on whenever you cross the street. And until next time, be safe. This is the Master of Creep, signing off.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.